looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Stu Epperson here. What a treat to sit down with two titans of Christian broadcasting. These two men have been a great influence on my Christian radio broadcast career. And I want to just say thank you to all of you who listen, who've subscribed to our podcast, all of you who have supported Christian radio, all the many stations that carry this program. They can't do what they're doing. They can't carry programs like mine without your amazing, gracious support. I heard Dr. Jeremiah say recently, Thanksgiving is external. It's expressed. Gratitude can be on the inside. Gratitude can be a deep feeling and a good feeling. But Thanksgiving is action. So I want to take the action right now of verbally thanking you for being a part of this broadcast, for listening, and thanking all of those who have influenced me and mentored me to be the Christian radio talk show host that I am today. All that I do with the Truth Network is because godly men like my dad, Big Stu, and others have poured in me, guys like Lauren and Jim, who we're interviewing on this segment of Truth Talk. So will you look for opportunities this week on this wonderful week of Thanksgiving leading into Christmas to not just say thank you, but to express thanks, maybe sharing something with someone, buying someone a cup of coffee, feeding someone who doesn't have food. There's all kinds of ways we can do it, but real important, call that person that's made a difference in your life, that's discipled you, that led you to the Lord, and thank them for pouring into you, because you are today the result of what other dear saints and mentors have put into you. And be thinking about that person you are going to mentor and set in the right direction yourself by God's amazing grace. Jesus his heart is for the nations. Go and disciple the nations. Go reach the people of the world. And you have that passion. Jim, you have that passion. Can you give us a little wake-up call to get in the game somehow, some way, to reach so many people out there that have not heard the glorious news of the Savior that came to die for sinners like me?
You know, I have a friend, he used to make the statement, one of these days God's going to part the curtains and we're going to see what happened as a result of our investment, whether it be time, whether it be money, whether it be our treasure, whatever it happens to be, and God will do that. And so the question is, when God parts the curtains and we're finally home with the Lord, how many people are there as a result of that? Now, you know, missions start next door. Our neighbors, do they know the Lord? Do we talk to them? Or do we expose them about Jesus? And then beyond that, I mean, you can talk to millions of people through media. But if we don't do that, I mean, I think, I think the Lord energizes. I know the Lord energizes because on our digital sites, we have a 60% increase in just the last 5 months of traffic. 20,000 people a day are on there consuming content. Not only that, but then on the air, people have increased during COVID. So it's an opportunity. And let me just tell you, I do think that the church in the U.S., has become rather isolationistic. And we tend to look inward when in reality Jesus said, listen, the world's out there, we will give it to you. When you think of Psalms 2:8, ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. Yep. That's a promise. Do we really believe it?
Amen. That's Lauren Libby, Transworld Radio, TWR.org. Is that right? Okay, I've said that a whole lot of times. Support what they're doing. Just wonderful partners with all kinds of Christian radio ministries, like myself, like Jim. Jim, take us home with a challenge to be intentional about the gospel. And I think about Lauren saved in a fraternity house, Kansas State, deep dialed into radio. I think about your testimony. You were a Memphian. I guess that means from Memphis, eating, you know, Corky's wings and ribs, right? In home of the King Elvis and all that. You were spinning records. And did you ever think you'd be producing content that would go out all over the world through the Billy Graham Organization to reach people with the gospel here in 2020?
Never in my wildest imagination. Even as recently, and I say this as an encouragement, even as recently as maybe a year and a half to 2 years before the Lord called me into this work. And that's why I feel so passionate about the fact that if you will earnestly ask and seek His lead and how He will use you, He will use you. Stay attuned, stay available, because I truly cannot underscore enough. It was not even one of those, "Oh, I wonder what it would be like to." It was not even anywhere on the radar. So you may hear these words and go, "Well, how in the world can the Lord use me?" That's a statement that will elicit a laugh out of any one of us. He can and He will. And, you know, we're given the gift of grace and eternal life, and that is wonderful. And He asks nothing in return other than to glorify Him. And there is no higher calling than to glorify Him. And we, in that great commission, are called to go forth, make disciples, and to introduce people to Christ. So, yes, we could sit in a pew or be comfortable, and we're given this unspeakable gift. That alone is pretty powerful motivation to, as Peter said, give an account for the hope that is in you.
Awesome. What an encouraging talk to both of you guys. Jim Kirkland with BGEA and my good friend Lauren Libby with Transworld Radio. Lauren, I want to put the heavy question on you at the end. The tombstone question. There's a tombstone waiting for all of us. Now, should the Lord come back, should the gospel reach everybody and He come back and take us home, hey, when He returns, right, with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, right? But should the Lord tarry and should He take you home, you know? What does Lauren Libby want on his tombstone? In terms of legacy, what is that parting message, megaphone you want to say to the world in terms of your legacy and impact for Christ?
Follower of Jesus Christ, servant of Him.
Amen. I like it. Laser focused, spot on, and it's not going to cost a lot to engrave that either. You know, you just got to keep it simple. The KISS method, keep it simple stew, right? I love it. Lauren Libby, thank you guys. Hey, why did God call you in this glorious light? Let me tell you why. The same reason that He gave you the gift He gave you. The same reason He put you in the relationship, in the job, in the skill, and the craft that He's given you, so He could give all that to you, to give all of that through you, to support these kind of awesome ministries that are out there on the front lines reaching people with the gospel, to go, or to give, or to pray. But we're not going to tell you that. We're not going to tell you exactly specifically how to share with your office mate tomorrow who's just lost a relative and you can now speak the gospel in their life like never before. We're not going to tell you. We're going to challenge you to do what Jesus told His disciples. Pray. Pray the Lord of the harvest, who was standing right there with them, right? The fields were white with harvest. Here come the Samaritans, right? A whole lot of them emptied out because this woman who'd never been to Bible college, but she emptied the whole town because she said, "Come meet a man that told me everything that I ever did." So they wanted to see who could straighten her out because they wanted to meet Him too. And it was the Lord Jesus Christ. But He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out harvesters. So you pray and you ask God today, tonight, before you go to bed, whenever you're hearing this, ask God, "Lord, how can you use me and everything you've given me, everything you've put in me, every family member, those kids, I'm raising those kids to send them out as arrows to change the world. Pray, Lord, lead me, show me, intentionally how I can leave my mark, the mark of Jesus Christ, on this planet before you take me home. We'll all pray that together. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
God bless you guys.
This is the Truth Network.